These are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Alex Jack. Well, there's really one place to start, as Newcastle United have begun the dawn of a new era. That's after the confirmation a Saudi-led consortium has completed the takeover of the North East outfit. Well, it was at 5:18 p.m. on Thursday the Premier League confirmed the news via Twitter that a dispute over the takeover of the club by the consortium of PIF, PCP, Capital Partners and RB Sports and Media had been settled, confirming that after 14 years under the tenure of retail entrepreneur Mike Ashley, the Magpies are now under new ownership. Well, Amanda Staveley, the Chief Executive Officer of PCP Capital Partners, said the goal was to bring long-term stability and have the Magpies challenging for major trophies in the future. Well, this is what she's had to say. This is a long-term investment. We're excited about the future prospects for Newcastle United. We intend to instill a united philosophy across the club, establish a clear purpose, and help provide leadership that will allow Newcastle United to go on to big achievements over the long term. Our ambition is aligned with fans to create a consistently successful team that is regularly competing for major trophies and generates pride across the globe. Well, of course, now there is plenty of speculation regarding the future of manager Steve Bruce after what has been a disappointing start to the season. The Magpies were without a win in their first seven league outings of the season, and they return to Premier League action on October the 17th, with or without Bruce, when they play host to Tottenham Hotspur. Well, that's all for now. We'll have more later.